Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we did. No question about that. Every time I try something new, it never seems to work quite right.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, you know, you should probably do these experiments, you know, on an off day.
Yeah, you know, we could. But, I don't know. My some nights you just have more trouble. If you join us, though, and you're out there listening, 4-9-4-5-6-7-1-3 is the number. So what's new in your world?
Oh, I don't know. Weather's been nasty. It's like winter out here. Rain, cold, wind.
Real?
Yeah. Whereas on the East Coast, I hear you're all up in the 90s and that. So.
Oh, man. It's just been absolutely horrendous. The last 2 days, it's Washington again, and it's absolutely miserable.
Yeah, I know how humid it is there. God. Yeah, at least I don't have to deal with that, you know.
But
so,
I got 30 days till I join the unemployment statistics of Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. Well,
trying to figure out. No job. Trying to apply for unemployment. It's here in the grand state of Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know what their benefits are like.
It's the worst in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, you're breaking
over
up.
Over 400. Ellie.
I'm losing you.
Okay, well, I hope I'm here again. I don't know. You try to do what you try to do. I don't know where I went. But just a really hot day today. Miserable.
Well, don't you, but you're in an air-conditioned school most of the day, aren't you?
Yeah, the air conditioning works.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The first time, I think we actually topped 100 positive. But my wife just got back from San Antonio visiting our wounded warrior nephew, and talk about hot.
Oh, 100
was the low temperature.
Yeah, I heard, Laredo had like the highest temperature over the weekend. Hundreds of something crazy like that,
God. I always remember Nuevo, which was across from Brownsville. Oh, my, what a town. Well, I'm glad that I got called in here, I think in July, free, that I may break down and finally pay the fees and try to go back to a full show at a normal hour.
Yeah,
get ready for the election campaign.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's looking pretty bizarre so far. It can only get worse, you know.
It can only get better.
Oh, well, I'm...
Oh, I think it's just going to be a great, great time. I can't wait.
Yeah, well. Yeah, unfortunately, but the work of government is not being accomplished. You know, I mean, I'm just watching the House, and I mean, they're just, it's complete impasse. It's insane, you know.
But it's never been any different.
But right now, I mean, it's, the things that are going on are, you know, I don't know, too extreme for my taste. You know,
can't be more extreme than it was in 1860.
Well, I guess not. But anyway, it's we aren't living in an age where guys go out and have duels or you know that type of thing. So yeah, I understand. I mean, American politics has always been pretty dirty, but. But in this case, I mean, it's. I think, you know, there's a consensus of what the American people want, and they sure as hell are not getting it.
You know, I get angry whenever anybody says that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the American people are getting exactly what they elected.
That's sometimes true. No, you have a good many people who run, and they may never mention social issues and that sort of thing. And then when they get in there, it's like their ultimate. I mean, that's their priority. What we've seen from the Tea Party, what the Tea Party Republicans were supposed to be as opposed to what they're actually doing. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, well, we want to cut costs, government spending, but then you target women's health care and then green energy, this, that. I mean, now it's a social agenda. You know, you can't say that this is only about economics and fiscal responsibility. It isn't that anymore.
Yeah, but people got what people elected.
Well, yeah, we can always say that. I mean, if you buy a television and it blows up, you know, one day after the warranty and... Would you be happy if the manufacturer says, well, you got what you paid for, you know? Of course you wouldn't be happy.
Right. And you wouldn't buy that brand the next time.
Yeah, and you wouldn't vote for that politician the next time.
Yeah, but I guess all I know is Kathy Hochul got elected. I'm a happy person.
Well, I mean, I just looked at the, you know, the theater today with the debt ceiling, and here, you know, nearly the entire House votes against a bill that the Republicans wrote and sponsored. And it, you know, and as a person who more or less relies on common sense, why are you staging these events? Why are you wasting all this freaking time? Because it's just a show, and the Ryan budget was just a show. That thing isn't going anywhere. In the interim, what have you got? You've got a government now that has to steal money from government pension funds just to keep the government running. And who knows what else these Geithner's going to have to do up through August. And we remember we're talking about the current year's budget. They haven't even started on the next, you know, the following year, which that is supposed to kick in October. So you tell me they're going to get two budgets done over the summer?
They get a budget done tomorrow if they want to.
Well, yeah, but you see what, you know, like I say, it's this this theater. I mean, I don't know what else to call it, you know, because it's not based on anything sound. You know, this is not sound government. This is insane. This is the kind of shit that the Romans did before they collapsed.
Well, maybe we're going to collapse.
Yeah, well, if they decide to continue, you know, with this, you know, let's face it, the rest of the world is only so patient. And they're watching us, you know, juggle around the reserve currency of the world. Every one of them has our debt and our money in their banks, and we're playing with it. Do you know that there are companies now who are making transactions in gold? It's beginning to happen.
No.
In other words, they're becoming insecure, and they're saying, well, we know gold has value. We don't know about these freaking dollars. Oh. And that's, you know, that's a scary thing, but it's beginning to happen. It could easily, you know, I mean, if they really do push it through August, you know, if our currency does drop, I mean, drop significantly, or is removed as the fiat currency to where people won't accept it, or they replace it, and they are replacing it with gold. All all of the reserve banks, you know, they generally keep some diversity, but about 90% is still in U.S. denominated treasury. You know, before long, they're going to move into other stuff, and that's just the way it is, so.
Well, I don't know. Sounds like we're talking air here.
Well, since the beginning of the year, what have they dropped? They've dropped, what, about 12%? Their money is worth, you know, 12% less than it was. That's why they get upset. So, anyway.
They're still buying treasuries.
Yeah, well, you know who's buying the majority. Who's buying the majority? Who's buying the majority of treasuries? Come on now. Starts with an F.
It starts with what?
F. Federal Reserve. We're buying 70% of our own debt.
That's how you get.
Yeah. You didn't know this? It's
what?
A charade. It's a joke.
What? That's a charade.
Well, of course it is. It's all, you know, this is all on the books of the Federal Reserve with money that they just made up, just pulled it out of thin air and said, oh, here, we'll buy that. But there's no money. They're just faking this thing. So, anyway, I mean, without getting into, the complexities of the whole situation, their purchase program is supposed to end at the end of June, what we call quantitative easing 2. And we'll see how the economy does in July. Because if it proves out that the economy can't continue without support of the Federal Reserve, then we're going to have QE3. And they'll keep buying more and more. Now, the other thing they're doing is all of that mortgage debt they bought, you know, from all the banks and Fannie and Freddie and all that. Well, it's quite a lot of interest, about $17 billion worth every month, when that's being reinvested into U.S. debt. So it's not like QE2 is going to end entirely. There will still be something going in there. It just won't be, another $6 billion plan or something of that sort. So anyway, I watch the news now and see this, and then I'm about ready to just turn the shit off. I don't even want to watch them anymore. It's just terrible. You know, I think I mentioned before, my confidence in government is just, it's probably as low as it's ever been. Oh, I finally watched that film, the one about Zuckerman.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope.
Social networking, or the social network.
Yeah, why didn't they call it antisocial networking? Or psychopathic networking? If Zuckerman is anything like that character, he should be institutionalized.
Why would you say a thing like that?
Because the person I saw on there was how shall we describe him? A classic antisocial personality. No remorse. He would do anything at all to, you know, he was an unapologetic thief. I mean, come on. And all the people around him were just as bad. I mean, he made Gordon Gekko look like Santa Claus. It was that evil.
I didn't see it that way at all.
All I saw were a lot of loathsome, disgusting people fighting, and it was awful. You know, I couldn't. I had no empathy for any of the characters. They were all about on the same level. It's the sort of behavior that I've seen in the business world, and people with that type of ambition and such, you don't want to ever work for them, let's put it that way. And you probably don't want to associate with them either, because because they're going to screw you whenever. It doesn't matter to them at all, you know. So, anyway, yeah, I mean, I don't understand why it got so much praise. It just didn't do it. I'm sorry.
All right, well, we're at about the end of our rope here, and we can talk about this next week, because it's 11:32 and we're just about done. I'm not quite sure what the heck is the matter with my computer, but I'm going to turn us off and we'll see you next week.
Okay. Now, you said you were using Google. There was quite a lot of echo coming through there.
Yeah, no, I've not had a good night here with the technology stuff. But anyway, we're done. And we'll see you next week, and thank you for sticking with us. And I keep trying new things. I guess I should just settle into the regular. This is Norm saying talk to you next week with another Norm at Night.
Take care, man. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.